I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Muslim Ladies. Well, once again, I have the honor and the pleasure to be here as your host. This is Asma, of course. And here with me, I have the pleasure to sit with Sister Nahid. She's a researcher on women's study, and then let her talk about herself. So, assalamu alaikum, sister.
Assalamu alaikum to you and all your dear listeners. This is Nahid, and I'm so honored to be with you today.
Thank you for my coming pleasure. Here. So, previously on Muslim Lady, we started this topic of how to get into a perfect marriage and what are the most important factors of a healthy marriage. Now, we went through some points that were so much important, like a marriage starts with awareness. Both sides must have an awareness. And aside from that awareness, which comes out of a study, knowledge, maturity, and experience, like not you yourself, because we live only once and it's impossible to have too many lives, but then you can have it from the experience of other people, you can have it from the advices that come to you from other people who have been there and done that. So this was the very important part. And also we got to the fact that there must be a compatibility, like the person you pick as your match must match your own perspective, must match your own way of thinking and the goals you're setting for your future. Like you must not be two lines that would never cross. So, sister, as for today, we're going to continue with the factors.
Yeah, not mentioning compatibility anymore because I guess we have talked about it enough.
Exactly.
The next factor I'm going to mention is financial stability.
Mm-hmm.
It's like for both partners to be at one level of stability, financial stability, at which they can fulfill the responsibilities that they are supposed to face in a life that is shared between the both of them. And I really agree that the big part of this responsibility is for men. They're supposed to be the big supporter of the family. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I believe that also girls should be at one level at which they can just fulfill some of the requirements of life. Like, I can even refer to the fact that they should be compatible in even the social class. That's why we say having the financial stability is very important. But I believe that although men are supposed to be the responsible person considering the financial stability, at the same time, girls are supposed to have an acceptable level at the time of marriage as well.
The thing you mentioned is very logical. That's what they do in today's world. But from an Islamic perspective, like from the verses of the Holy Book of Quran, when there is these two people who have found each other and they feel like they can match each other, like they can complete each other, then God is the one who's going to support them, be it financially, mentally, whatever. Now, I don't say that, again, hastily you jump and rush yeah. into a life you do not know anything about, but just as you mentioned, yes, you have to have at least a stable financial status, but at the same time, do not think that if you're not rich enough to get into marriage...
No, it's not about being rich. You know? It's just about having an acceptable level.
Even if you're poor, God is going to compensate for that.
Yes, God is surely supposed to, not supposed to, let's say God is there for
you. He has promised us.
Yeah, God has promised the support.
Yeah, he says when there is a marriage, he's going to be the one who's going to support the young people who are getting married.
It's nothing to be ignored, but still, this is part of the education that we should have. Like,
mm-hmm.
we should know that if we're going to marry, we should have at least one stable financial situation. Like,
exactly. That's pretty logical.
You know? Sure. At all levels of our life, we are going to, and even right now, we are facing a lot of financial problems. But I don't mean like you should have an ideal lifestyle at the time you're
because
there.
That's the point I'm adding. Like in today's world, these youngsters, like boys and girls, they both think that they should not get married unless they have finished their education, unless they have a perfect account.
This will never happen.
Perfect bank account. Like they have houses, they have cars, they have everything.
But there is no time that you will be at the same time energetic to start a new life and so rich, and you'll have everything prepared for you. I'm not looking for that kind of life. I'm talking about the stable situation.
So we're not talking about perfection.
No.
We're not talking about dreamland.
No.
It's just about being logical. Like when you have too many problems, financial problems, you cannot afford a life in today's world. But God has promised us that when you have this decision for marriage, with good intention, of course, not like, okay, I'm going to marry her because she's so beautiful, I'm going to marry her because she's so rich. No, with good intention, with the intention that I'm going to build a family, I'm going to improve myself. This other person is going to be as the wings for my betterment. We together are going to create a life which is going to help us both improve ourselves. With good intention, if you get into marriage and then ask Allah's help, then for sure He's going to be there and He would actually bless you with stuff you would have never thought about. That's the whole idea about marriage from an Islamic perspective, that if you just get into the intention of marriage, then God is going to afford all the expenses for you. This was just one part of what you said. The other part was about girls playing a role in the creation of this family. Like, I do agree with the fact that she must play a role, but for girls to go to work, to have a job, as the, you know, what we see in today's world, like boys are searching for girls who are working. Like they are counting on them as the money makers. This perspective is a wrong perspective.
Yeah, what I meant by the girls having a stable financial situation was that the girls should be able to sometimes fulfill their own needs, not the other partner's needs. Like sometimes the girls should not be that much dependent on the other party, and they can have their own life. But I have seen this situation in today's world.
Like boys
are waiting for a rich girl to come and change their life.
Yeah.
This is not what we mean.
Which is actually disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's so horrible for a man to think of a woman as the moneymaker, as the breadwinner. No,
definitely.
Guys, this is your own responsibilities.
Definitely.
This girl comes out of her father's house with too much of dreams, with too much of hopes. She's going to pin her hopes on you as a man to shoulder her problems, her burdens, not to put a new burden on her shoulder. So this was just another part to just capture your attention, to just focus upon, to just have it in your mind. But then let's get into a break, and then we'd be back with more factors. Welcome back. Yes, you're listening to Muslim Ladies. So all the girls who are wishing to have a perfect marriage, we are going to count just some of the factors that might help you for your best decision. Like we went through awareness, you must have maturity. And then also we talked about compatibility. And then we came to the financial point, which was so prone to discussion, like there's a lot of detail into it. We have been through some part of it, But then let's get into the other factors.
Yeah, sure. The next factor I'm going to mention is the religious commitment. You know, in a lot of Islamic texts, it is mentioned that when you're choosing your partner, choose them among the religious people. Because if a person believes in God and is obeying the Creator, surely that person will understand that God's orders in the relation to the partner. Like, God has too many orders for us, too many guidance for us, and if we are religious enough, we will surely follow the same order of God, and this will lead to a good life. Like, we have one narration from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has said, a woman is married for four reasons: her wealth, her family status, her beauty, and her religion. Choose the one who is religious, may your hands be rubbed with dust, which means you may prosper in your life. If you choose the woman who is not just marrying for beauty, for wealth, for these kinds of stuff. And it's the same for boys as well. Like we mentioned, there are too many boys who are just looking for money, looking for a
beauty,
good life.
For beauty.
Exactly, beauty and the ideal life.
Yeah.
But if you can find that boy who is just following Allah and is following the orders of God, you will be sure that that person is not looking for money. That person is just following the same order from God himself, who has asked people to marry to complete each other's lives, to make a virtuous life.
Yeah, like religion, actually, when we say religious people, we mean people who care for borderlines.
Exactly.
Like, religion is going to give you a list of borderlines. So the one who cares and who is considerate about these borderlines for sure is a person who is worthy of trust.
Yes.
Because they would consider the other person's needs, rights, and stuff like that, and they would never cross the borderlines.
And all these stuff are just clearly stated in the Quran and in the religious texts.
Exactly.
So if a person is religious enough, that person has mastered these orders and these facts about life.
Of course. And it, of course, there must be, again, a compatibility in religious stuff as well.
Yes.
Like, if you have religious commitment and you're searching for someone who does not have the same perspective, who does not have the same set of rules, then you're going to suffer a lot because, again, it's going to be like two different separate roads that would never meet. So take this into consideration as well.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Going through the next factor, I can mention the emotional maturity. You know, handling the ups and downs of a life that is shared with another person calls for all the attention of a person and the knowledge of a person to be emotionally mature.
Yeah.
Like, the thing that is, again, sadly observed in the societies, like, boys and girls are not emotionally mature enough.
Exactly.
Some of them, they're just marrying for their own personal reasons, like, that girl is so beautiful, I like to share my life with her.
And with a lot of delusions and illusions.
Yeah, exactly. And like, that is so sad.
Like, unfortunately, that's so sad. Like, they have this mirage in their head, and then so hastily they get to meet that mirage. But once they meet it, they understand that it was nothing of the kind they have created in their own mind.
Yeah, and
like, all of them are creating and building these castles in the air. And once they get to see the reality is not just compatible to what they have had in their brain, then they would turn into these depressed, delusional people.
Yeah, which surely leads to divorce or too many problems in their own life.
Yeah, one of them has to suffer more than the other.
Exactly. Or that life is supposed to just end.
Unfortunately.
And I labeled
with a
this
child, even.
Yeah, yeah. That
and
even
then
makes
when
the situation worse.
Yeah, it would get into an even worse situation when there is a child engaged in the middle. Which is so sad, and we see a lot of that these days.
Yeah, we're sadly monitoring a lot of these kinds of problems in today's world, and I label this to nothing but the partners not being emotionally mature.
Unfortunately,
we are supposed to be educated. We're supposed to know about the other partner. I mean, the other partner's ideas, world,
needs and rights.
Exactly. And unless we gain enough information, we cannot have a successful life with them.
That's very true. Yeah, check to that. It's very important. Thank you, sister.
My pleasure.
And thank you to our listeners for staying with us. Yes, this was just some factors, but not all. Yet in the coming episodes, we're going to cover more factors. So thank you for staying with us. Until another episode, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.